It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Thank you, Rob. Download here on 720 WGN, and it's time for the Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. We usually do this on Tuesdays, but tonight, because of the holiday, you get an extra Thursday. It's a weekly segment where we talk shop with Chicago area business owners. Tonight, we turn our attention to the fast-growing entertainment industry here in Chicago. We've heard much about the production companies and major television and films setting up shop in Chicago with places like CineSpace. And the continued push by the Illinois Film Office, Chicago is getting work. Since 2011, Illinois production has tripled in size. But with all the content being developed and produced, the industry lags behind New York and Los Angeles when it comes to capital. Yep, it's harder to get financing for independent film and TV projects. And at the end of the day, the investments are what makes the industry move. Enter Chicago Media Angels. They're an investment group that not only finances local projects, but focuses on educating and organizing investors. Ted Riley's the executive director. He's an entrepreneur and investor himself who runs SRH Partners and has run his own film and media companies in the past. Ted, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Pleasure to be here.
All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, I says the film industry here in Chicago, and we've heard so much about it, film TV, has tripled in size. Is it accurate to say that really, when you talk about the film industry, it has to include capital, it has to include investment firms and others who are actually or funding the films that we're talking about?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the growth that we've seen in the past 5-6 years in Chicago has been driven by, as you mentioned earlier, the Dick Wolf shows, the big studio films and network television shows coming to town. And that's really great work to help build our industry and, frankly, let professionals set down their roots and stay here. But the next step for most filmmakers is to make their own thing. And the reality is getting that independent film or that new television series developed and financed hasn't been a possibility in Chicago. And we see that as the next natural step in the evolution of the Chicago industry.
Before that, I mean, take us through it, because I've always been intrigued and fascinated by the way that independent film is financed. How do independent filmmakers get funding? I mean, are they going to angel investors? Are they going to business owners and others to say, hey, you know what, I got an opportunity for you?
Absolutely, and that has been the bread and butter of the industry for a long time, and there are a lot of folks who have a great deal of experience doing this on the coast, so in New York or in L.A., there are plenty of film producers who might make a $40 or $50 million film in a year, and then on the side they'll make $1 or $2 million films to try to get that kind of breakout project. And that's just something that we haven't had savvy investors in that space in the Midwest in the past. But there's been tremendous disruption in the industry in the past decade. I mean, I think a lot of people sometimes forget that the iPhone was introduced to us less than a decade ago.
Right.
And when we think about how content is distributed and consumed, that's radically changed, right? So you have new players in the space like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon who are now dominating the content distribution. And those guys don't have the in-house development that, say, an HBO or Showtime might have. And so it's a huge opportunity for independent creators of content to develop their stuff and bring it to these new buyers. But it's been slower to change on the development side. You still see films getting packaged and financed the same way they were 10, 20 years ago. And we see a huge opportunity there. And so that's what we're trying to do at Chicago Media Angels, is really democratize the content creation process and let individuals back projects that they're passionate about, but at the same time, give them the resources and the professional investment management to earn a healthy return on their investment.
Well, take us there. Let's go right there. Let's talk about how do you see Chicago Media Angels moving the investment industry forward, entrepreneurs, and getting people involved more in film production, especially when it comes to capital?
Yeah, so you know, one of the things, and I guess to back up a little bit, my background in working at SRH Partners, we helped raise some capital for a post-production and audio studio in Chicago in 2013 called Periscope Post and Audio. And they're on the lot at CineSpace, and We were really thrilled. At the time, there was 4 network television shows being shot in Chicago, and we were really excited about that revenue. And we went out to the local market, and from local angel investors, we were able to raise roughly $750,000 to build out that business. But promptly, we were kind of jolted by 3 of our 4 network television show clients getting canceled by networks.
Right.
And that's just something that's completely
that's
out of our control.
That's part of the business, right.
Exactly. And somebody in L.A. decides they're done with it, and it's done. Now, Periscope was very fortunate that in 2014, there was this little Lee Daniels pilot in town, and the show Empire got ordered by Fox and turned out to do very well. And they recorded all their music at Periscope, and that, frankly, saved that post house. But that to me and my partners was a real impetus to say we need to do something about cultivating a local ecosystem of content creators. We can't just wait for people from Hollywood to come into Chicago to take advantage of a local tax credit. And at the same time, you'd seen technology really not only disrupt how content gets distributed, but also has driven down the cost of production. And so, you know, films that were made 20 years ago, they would spend $200,000 on physical film and developing the film. And
right.
Today, that's a, you know, that's a hard drive and a digital camera. So the cost has plummeted. And there's an opportunity now for individuals to go back projects and make really great films in the low 7-figure space. And in fact, right now in box offices, there's films like Get Out, which was made for, you know, less than $5 million. And it's now grossed close to $250 million.
Does that help you, Ted? Does that help you when you're trying to secure funding and capital here in the Midwest? Does it help you that the cost of an independent film has gone down, meaning, you know, that investor who may not have invested in films in the past now is looking at this investment going, oh, that's more manageable than what I knew of the film industry 10, 15, 20 years ago?
I think the cost dropping is important, although that's not the only thing. I think that part of that is actually, I think, the magic sauce of Chicago Media Angels, which is instead of just finding that one trader or banker or lawyer or doctor who could cut a big check, we try to get 100 of those people in the room and then get them all to cut smaller checks. And then, frankly, to each one of those individuals, I'd say, okay, you have an appetite to invest $250,000 in a film. The smart way to do this would be to cut 10 $25,000 checks, not one $250,000 check, because it is still a high-risk, high-reward business, similar to venture capital or other angel investments. And so we literally, you know, copied a couple other businesses in Chicago, which had been very successful at getting local investors to step into the sort of tech startup world.
Yeah.
So think like Hyde Park Angels, Irish Angels are 2 great examples. And we literally took their model and said, let's apply that to content as an asset class. And so by helping the investor diversify across the portfolio, but at the same time maintain the sort of subjective and aesthetic control on which projects they'd back and invest in, and enable them to pick essentially in their own slate of 10 projects, has given them some diversification. So from an investment perspective, it's less risky. To your question, the fact of the matter is we can make a great film for $1 million. So if I can get 100 people to throw 10 grand into the hat, you know, that's $1 million,
yeah.
And we can make a world-class film with that.
I have questions and follow-ups. So what I want to do is take a quick break just so we stay on time. Ted Riley's the executive director of Chicago Media Angels, entrepreneur and who's run film houses and production houses in the past. We'll take a quick break here in the Download in Chicago Business. We'll return and continue the conversation. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. On the line with me, Ted Riley. Ted Riley's the executive director of Chicago Media Angels, an investment group that is really hell-bent on sort of changing the way that film and television projects, content in the Chicago area, is financed. We talk about capital, investments, and a lot of things that many of the listeners right now might not be able to wrap their heads around. And I'm one of them. As someone who's even been creative in my life and understand the idea of trying to get someone to invest in your project, to invest in your creativity, to invest in your idea, it's a difficult sell. It's not something that people are just lined up with money in their pockets. Right, Ted?
Well, no, for sure. I'll say this. I think getting people to invest in a great story might be easier than getting them to invest in the next Google. There is a little bit of an advantage of content has so many great reasons, and people like telling great stories. The trick is convincing them that they can get their money back. And I believe they can. But it takes a lot of expertise and experience in the industry and knowing how intellectual property laws work to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Ted, that's the elephant in the room when you talk about investing in film, especially independent film, is that it oftentimes falls into the category of a passion play, an investment where you know that, you know, you're not going to get a return on it, but it was great to be involved in making a film or getting into the movie business. How do you debunk that? How do you debunk for investors that it is about passion only and that it's high risk, high reward, and the idea of getting return on your investment is slim?
Well, you know, I think that there's a couple points to that. We get asked a lot of times from prospective investors, are we trying to win awards and get critical acclaim, or are we trying to make money on our investments? And I would argue that those two things are not mutually exclusive. And the reality is, if your project gets nominated for an Oscar, it's going to make more money than if it doesn't. So on one hand, I think the passion and having an authentic story is crucial to building a great media property that is a good investment. The flip side is getting your money back means that you need to have a business plan that goes beyond just the last day of post-production. And so kind of a big red flag for us is when somebody comes to us with a project and, you know, needless to say, you hang a shingle, say you've got capital for content, you get a lot of submission.
Yeah, right.
Don't really have that sort of marketability or that understanding of how they're going to sell it and how they're going to monetize it, that's not what we're looking for. We really do want projects that are going to speak to an audience that has been identified and we know how to reach and we know how to monetize. And so that's kind of the crucial piece that we're looking for. But I'd push back on the concept that an authentic, passionate story can't do that. Oftentimes, you need that authentic, passionate story to start with. And I think that's the opportunity in independent film. Studios, which have, you know, billions of dollars of capital to deploy and they're, you know, run by six major corporations, they are more and more risk averse and less likely to produce those authentic, intelligent films. And I would argue that audiences are really hungry for those. And that's our opportunity to sort of fill that void.
You know, I think about media companies in general, and like you just mentioned, I mean, the idea that you're in competition when you're an independent filmmaker with production houses with a lot of capital, whether it be Sony Pictures or any of those, film houses out in Los Angeles. Those companies not only gobble up content, but they gobble up investment. They gobble up capital. They have great relationships. When we talk about what you guys are doing at Chicago Media Angels, a lot of it is trying to get to people who aren't necessarily already in the game, aren't sort of big fish that are going around dropping hundreds of thousands of dollars on projects, whether it be independent or through the movie system.
Yeah, so to that point, that's a double-edged sword. You know, giant capital, the more you put into the film, the harder it is to get your money out. And if you put $60 million into a movie, you've got a much higher bar to be profitable than if you put $1 million into your movie.
Right, right.
And so, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the streaming platforms such as Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and many others, YouTube stepping into the game, Apple stepping into the game, those guys, you know, they can come in and take out a property at $1 million. Well, if you spent $50 million making your movie, $1 million check is not that great. If you made a movie for $1 million, that can be an awesome outcome or at least a good outcome. So that's a big part of it. I think people forget when you walk into a movie theater, the ticket costs the same amount regardless of the budget to produce that film. And then what we find at Chicago Media Angels is there are a number of really experienced, excellent producers who have made $40, $50 million movies in the studio system. And they're coming to us and they'd say, I've got a picture that's been greenlit by Sony for $20 million, but I'd rather make it with you guys for $7 million. And they do it with that because we give them a lot more freedom, a lot more ability to tell their authentic story the way they want to cast it the way they want to. And you'll see great talent, A-list actors who, you know, if they're working on a movie that Sony's making, they're going to have a pretty stiff list of demands of what they need to get paid to do that. Whereas if there's a really great authentic project where they're in love with the material, they'll come do it at a much lower pay rate. And that's what we seek to exploit. By giving the artists the freedom and the ability to tell an authentic story, we believe we can make a product that would cost Sony $20 million to make we think we can make that same product, exact same thing, for $3-4 million. And again, that's our opportunity.
Yeah, and that, I mean, you don't think about it that way, but that, I mean, not unlike we're talking about, the idea of shipping or whether it be coffee or whatever. We do a lot of different segments here on the Download in Chicago Business, but the same concept. You have found a way to be able to finance projects that used to be more money for less.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the actors would rather work in our environment than work in the Hollywood environment. We shot a pilot that was produced in Chicago in December, and we've been shopping it around, playing at a number of festivals. And we had a meeting with the heads of a major network, and I won't say which one, but they mentioned to us that if they had a great concept that came across their desk today and they wanted to produce it, it would take them 2 years to get that project into a stage and produced. And that's just the nature of big Hollywood and Hollywood labor and Hollywood infrastructure. Whereas an independent producer who gets a great concept, you'll have talent flock to work for it because it's an authentic and real thing, and actors want to act.
Yeah.
And we're trying to exploit that and give them the opportunity to do that and tell great stories.
Ted, your background, I mean, you have a background in finance, you have a background in media, you have a background in creating companies that have helped the ecosystem here in Chicago. How much has that background and that entrepreneurial spirit helped you in finding your way with Chicago Media Angels?
It's an interesting question. A lot of me wishes I went for my passion a lot earlier than I did. But it's funny, I kind of tripped my way into it. I used to work at an investment bank. I left there in 2011 knowing that I wanted to help entrepreneurs build businesses. At the time, I thought that filmmaking would be an expensive hobby I would retire to. The more time I spent trying to invest in tech startups, the more I became convinced that the content was that opportunity. And so for me, it's been, I pinch myself going to work. I think we have a phenomenal opportunity in Chicago. Really, there's four key ingredients to be good at this industry. The first is talent, people. Chicago is just so rich in great, authentic storytellers and talent. So if you look at whether you're talking about colleges and universities, Columbia College, DePaul, the Art Institute, Flashpoint Academy, and then sort of secondary training institutions. So in comedy, Second City, all of the improv theater in town, or theater. Look at Steppenwolf. Look at all of the great actors here. We have people. Two, world-class locations. Obviously, Chicago is a world-class city, but we have a diverse variety of locations, beaches, farms, mountains, forests, you name it. Believe it or not, there are some, I don't know if they're mountains, but they're hills.
They look like mountains on the screen, right?
Yes. So we've got great locations. We now have great infrastructure with stages at CineSpace. And the last piece of that puzzle was competitive finance. So my background in finance and investment management, some of it, from my seat is sort of simple, but to a filmmaker is not simple. And so a great example of that is the Illinois Film Tax Credit. That's a huge advantage for independent filmmakers in Chicago to get effectively 25 to 30% of their production budget financed. However, I see projects every single day that want to raise their entire production budget on equity instead of leveraging that tax credit. That's a pretty simple financial transaction that we were lucky at Chicago Media Angels to partner with Signature Bank to be able to provide a very economical solution to filmmakers, and that helps them. I mean, any filmmaker who's got a qualified independent project in Illinois can come to us, and we can give them 25% of their budget. Those are things that are simple to a person with a finance background and very opaque to somebody who comes from filmmaking, and so that's kind of the role I'm thrilled to be able to play. I could not walk into New York or Hollywood and be a relevant executive producer, but in Chicago, we can bring that experience, and I'm thrilled to have a great team and to be able to provide those solutions to filmmakers right here at home.
Yeah, Ted, I want to continue the conversation because I find it fascinating just the way that we've seen this ecosystem grow and this film industry here in Chicago continue to be ambitious. Ted Riley is an executive director of Chicago Media Angels, an investment group that is not only helping to finance local projects but to focus on organizing investors around Chicago content. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Justin. Thanks for having me.